Today, it's Sammy Hagar on the Radio Chatter podcast, and Sammy has a goal.
I want to be the longest, the oldest living rock star on the planet one day.
We'll talk about how he plans to complete that mission, the Loudwire Music Awards show, Chickenfoot, Malcolm Young, as well as his Red Till I'm Dead 70th birthday bash from Cabo Wabo Cantina. It's set for a one-night national theatrical release on December 5th.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Hectic week getting back to the Radio Chatter podcast. Of course, last week we had nothing because I was out in Vegas doing that whole thing. And now I'm here today. Billy Howardell yesterday, Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker. Today we've got Gary Hoey lined up for tomorrow on the Radio Chatter podcast. I've already got some interviews set for next week as well. So looking forward to diving into that. One of the questions I get most about all these interviews I do is who is the easiest person to interview or the greatest interview you've ever done and stuff like that. Sammy Hagar is always at the top of the list, and I'll tell you why. Because he's so easy to talk to, man. The guy is just the life of the party no matter where he goes. I texted Vinny Paul the other day. I'm like, dude, talking to Sammy Hagar, because Vinny was at his 70th birthday party, as he's been at several. And he goes, man, that dude parties like he's 29 years old. So, and Vinny should know about partying. But Sammy's just so great to talk to. I've had a chance and the privilege and the pleasure to meet him a bunch of times over my career. For the first time, I think it was in the early 1990s. It might have been the Balance Tour with Van Halen. It was that long ago. But always nice. I mean, he's like the Jimmy Buffett of rock and roll, man. The guy just loves to hang out and have a good time. And he told me one time years ago that financial-wise, he's like good to go just on the Van Halen money for the rest of his life. He doesn't tour and stuff because he's broke like a lot of these guys are getting up in age. But he just tours because he loves it, loves to bring the party, loves to make music, loves to hang out with Chad Smith and Satriani and Michael Anthony. I mean, these are like his buddies. So anyways, it was a great conversation with Sammy. As always, he talks about, like I said, the Red Till I'm Dead 70th birthday bash. Yeah, maybe he couldn't make it down to Cabo Wabo this past October. Well, now you can see it in theatrical release on December 5th for one night only. I was connected to Sammy Hagar through one of these three-way calls again. And for the second interview in a row, I got cut off by the person. I thought I had 15 minutes. She cut me off at like 12 or something. But anyways, you get the picture about Sammy. Super good guy. Hope you guys enjoy this conversation.
Hey, Meltdown, it's Sammy.
Hey.
Wait a minute, can I just call you Melt? Or
something? Or Mr. Down, I mean. Mr. Down will be fine. Whatever, dude, doesn't matter. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How can I get everybody all fired up to make them go down and party like animals? The animals they are at the Red Till I'm Dead movie. That's
yeah.
What we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's coming up one night only, the theatrical release on December 5th. You know, the first thing I thought of was what would the 20-year-old Sammy Hagar think of the 70-year-old Sammy Hagar not only having a party but then put it on theatrical release? I mean, how would that fly?
Believe me, the 20-year-old Sammy Hagar, he doesn't even know the 70-year-old Sammy Hagar. Those two guys are so far apart. I'm trying to do here. It's like, besides something new, is that, you know, the Cabo Wabo Cantina only holds about, you know, 600-700 people. We sell 500 tickets every year for four nights, so we sell 2,000 tickets. And this year, there were 100,000 people in the lottery trying to get tickets. Last year, there was 47,000, which it's all of a sudden the big leap, I guess, because they figure that, oh, man, we might not get any more birthdays out of Sam here than everybody else is. Oh, my God, you know. And it's kind of funny, but it really ain't.
Right.
But long story short, so I thought, well, you know, we got to film this thing while I'm still doing it and still having so much fun doing it so that, you know, all the other fans can get to see it. It's really a shame. I feel terrible. Thousands of people were out in front this year that couldn't get in every single night. Thousands sleeping on the sidewalk, hanging around in the parking lot, you know, just trying to get in. Maybe one person got sick and didn't show up, and we let one guy in the line in. You know, it's really gotten that intense. So they get to see it. Everyone gets to see it, and it's awesome. It really captured it. I saw the a rough cut of the movie, and it's, God, I was just cracking up. I mean, I was laughing so hard, I almost missed half of it because I'm rolling on the floor. it's really good. It's something special.
Yeah, dude, your birthday in mid-October has kind of turned into like a national holiday in Cabo, right? I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
The whole month of October is now. It's like, you know, it used to be the biggest, the fishing tournament's called the Bigsby or Bisbee, the Bisbee fishing tournament. You know, guys win millions of dollars for the biggest fish. That used to be the big go-to in Cabo for October. Now them poor guys, they got to sleep on their boats because they can't get hotel rooms because of my birthday.
That's nice. I like that.
Well, you
had a bunch of guests, of course, Toby Keith, Chad Kroeger, Daryl McDaniels, Vinnie Paul, who, by the way, I was just hanging with Vinnie in Vegas on Friday up at the House of Blues. Jerry Cantrell was there. Michael Anthony, of course, your partner in crime, Jason Bonham, Kenny Aronoff. You had all sorts of guests there, as always.
Oh, what was going on? I missed that. What the hell?
Well, the Guns N' Roses was playing out there on Friday night, and I bumped into Vinny afterwards at the Steel Panther show. We actually shot a video and everything. It was kind of funny. But anyways,
he's a part of the bash every year. He was probably yucking it up, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. He was having a blast out there in Vegas, as he always does, you know.
He always sends me pictures at the Cabo Wabo eating tacos and drinking a margarita, which really pissed me off. So it's kind of like, my buddy's in there doing it. I'm sitting here at my house, you know, looking at my wife saying, maybe I'll make a margarita. She says, it's too early.
I never thought I'd heard Sammy Hagar say Sammy is never too early for one of your margaritas, right? I mean, come on now.
Well, it is. You know, I figure those guys that wake up in the morning and start drinking it, that's going to catch up with you. You know, I want to be the oldest living rock star on the planet one day. Not now. But I mean, every day, you know, you see somebody else going, you know, God, Malcolm Young and stuff, you know. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to preserve myself, maybe put the brakes on a little bit, you know, start drinking a little bit later and finish up a little bit earlier. And all those things, you know, eat right, keep myself healthy, keep exercising. And I'm serious. I would love to be the oldest living rock star on earth someday.
Now, you just mentioned Malcolm. Were you friends with Malcolm? Did you know him at all?
Oh, you know, I met those guys a few times. I was more friends with probably Brian than anyone in the band. And before that, Bon Scott and I used to get along pretty good. We did some shows together, and with you know, two singers getting together, having a yuck and a couple drinks. But, you know, Angus and those guys are pretty private guys. I met Angus a couple times, same thing. But, you know, I can't say I knew him. Not like I knew Brian.
Yeah. I saw a couple weeks ago on that Loud Warriors Awards show, and it's kind of funny because, if I'm not mistaken, of course, Detroit's own Chad Smith introduced you and whatnot, and you were probably standing off the back of the stage thinking, am I ever going to be able to get on stage, right?
I'm telling you, he blows my mind how well he does when he gets in front of an audience for anything like that. You know, most drummers are shy. You put them in the front with a microphone, you know, and they freeze on you. You know, there's very few, you know, drummer frontmen. You know, Phil Collins, Buddy Miles, just a couple guys that came out front like that. But anyway, long story short, man, he was out there yakking and making me laugh so hard. Oh, boy, he was getting pretty funky in there about Rob Halford talking about going down on his knees in the dressing room. I'm going, Chad, no, I like that. Give these people the wrong opinion here, the wrong idea about you. He's a character. He's one of my, probably the most fun friend I have outside of Mikey, you know. And it'd be a toss-up if I said, who's more fun, Chad or Mike? That'd be a hard one to answer.
Yeah, I mean, Chad, of course, you know, here in Detroit, I've got so many stories with him and his mom. She's so great and stuff, and he's just such a good guy. And that Loudwire's award show looked like that was a lot of fun.
Well, that was cool. You know, getting an award for anything, to me, is an honor. You know, some people just shuck it off, and, you know, they don't think much of it. They throw their awards in a closet, you know. Man, my awards, man, I got them babies piled up. I look at them every day, just trying to keep myself connected to who I am, because, you know, it's like you, if I'm not touring and I'm just sitting around doing nothing for a week or a month or two, I mean, or I don't never sit around doing nothing, but I mean, I'm not doing my rock and roll thing, I forget who I am, you know. It's like, and people, you know, come up to me and, oh my God, Sammy, oh my God, my favorite singer. And I'm sitting there, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going, man, I just don't feel like that guy, you know, until I get on stage and I go, oh yeah, yeah, I remember him. It's like, it all comes back, you know. So I'm, I enjoy awards and having them, especially, you know, getting a philanthropy award. That was like, what, you know? I don't like to brag about those things. I don't like to make it public and go around saying, oh, look what I did. Oh, look what I just did. Because that's not supposedly the way the reason you're doing it. So getting an award for it was a lot more gratifying than I thought. At first, I thought, I don't want to work for this. It's kind of embarrassing to go up there and act like, yeah, I do all this stuff for kids. You know, I do feed all these people and do all these things, which I'm proud of. But like I said, you don't brag about it. But when I got up there, I felt pretty good.
Yeah, that is cool. You know, just sitting here talking to you, and I never even really thought about that. But like I started off the conversation with the 20-year-old, think of the 70-year-old Sammy Hagar. I mean, I remember the first time I think I saw you in action was in Van Halen in the mid-80s, and I saw you on Monsters of Rock and stuff like that. And man, the career you've had and the roads you've traveled and the songs and the awards, like you said, that you sometimes you just got to sit back and go, man, this has been a really great ride.
I did that 2 days ago. I was sitting there with my wife out, you know, on our deck. It was a really beautiful day in Northern California. And we're just sitting there, and I'm looking around, and I'm just going, man, you know, I feel pretty relaxed right now. You know, my whole life I've been driving myself to, oh, you got to achieve more. You got to be a better singer. You got to make a better record. You know, you got to, you know, just push. I'm just pushing myself to, you know, to the far as I could push. And I feel pretty good about myself right now in life. I really do. And it's not because I'm over. I'm not. I still love doing what I do. I still play shows. Like I said, I want to be the oldest living rock star on the planet. I want to do a show when I'm 100.
Yeah.
100th anniversary concert in friggin' Cabo. I don't care. But yeah, it feels pretty good every now and then to take inventory and say, you know what, I'm pretty happy with my career. I've been really fortunate, really lucky, and I'm not beat up from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never been to rehab, and I don't plan on going. And yeah, I still can sing and still do it all. You know, pretty lucky guy.
Now, what's going on with as far as the music and stuff is concerned? What's going on with Chicken Foot or the Circle or what do you got? What do you got having on? What do you having coming down the pipe here?
Real quick, sorry to interrupt, but we've got to get Sam on a schedule. So, last question, please.
Okay.
So that's the last question. So with that last question, it's going to go on for another hour and a half. Oh, my God. Besides my liquor, you know, the Santo Mezquila and my Beach Sammy's Beach Bar Rum, which I'm really into those projects because I think they're so great and it's so much fun to have fans discover your spirits. You know, it's funny, if you look up, if I walk into a liquor store, into a bar, and I see Santo or Sammy's Beach Bar Rum or Cabo Wabo Tequila, as a matter of fact, you know, even though I sold that, I see it on the back bar, it's like turning on the radio and hearing your song. You go, oh my God, that's my song. You go, oh my God, that's my spirit. It's kind of really fun. I really dig it. But Chicken Foot and the Circle, I want to make a record next year, 2018. I don't know if it's going to be a Sammy solo. I don't know if it's going to be a Chicken Foot. I don't know if it's going to be a Circle, but I am writing, and I will do whichever comes across my you know, my time frame. You know, I have so much time. I only have so much time, and you know, Chad may not be available, or Joe may not be available. I know Mikey's available because I got him in both my bands. See, I got him tied up unless, you know, something crazy happened with Van Halen or something. But as of now, I'm really looking at making a record next year, and I just don't know who it'll be with. We'll find out.
All right, Sammy, well, Red Till I'm Dead, the 70th birthday bash coming out December 5th, a national theatrical release. As always, great to talk to you. You always make it so easy, Sammy. I appreciate that.
And thank you for even having the time to talk to me. Listen, go see this friggin' birthday bash movie, Red Till I'm Dead. It really captures what happened. It, you know, we have to edit it down to an hour and a half when it's a whole week. I think we got highlights in there anyway, some of them. And the main thing is you catch the vibe of what it's like, and hopefully you can make one someday. God bless you. Peace and love. See you all some of the time. And Detroit does rock, by the way.
Thanks, Sam. We do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right.
And off he goes on to his next interview and his interview junket. So there you have it. Sammy Hagar, the Red Rocker. And I'll tell you what, that Vinnie Paul told me that that party was pretty wild down there, as it always is. Eddie Money, Toby Keith, Bob Weir, Vic Johnson, of course, who's with his band The Circle, Jason Bonham, Kenny Arnoff, just lots of celebrity guests out there. Partying with Sammy Hagar is only he can do at 70 years old. I mean, how cool is Sammy to talk to? The guy's just like, he's just living the life, man. That's it. That's all he does every single day, every tour he goes on. I'm Meltdown. I'm going to punch out. We'll do it all over again tomorrow with Gary Hoey. As, of course, the Gary Hoey machine has ramped up, and he's got tour dates all across the country, spreading Christmas cheer wherever he goes. Of course, you can follow me on social media at MeltdownWRIF. I appreciate all you guys following me and tweeting and sharing. And, of course, checking out the Radio Chatter podcast.